This is Jasmine.
Jasmine, this is Rosemary Paul.
You that missed me.
Huh?
You missed me.
That could have been it. Well, I was thinking when the other gal wasn't making a whole lot of sense all the time that maybe you knew more than she did, but also they do not take Medicare or Medicaid. So.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yeah, well, it didn't work for me. She said, maybe in the future. And I said, doubtful.
Yeah.
I don't work. So, anyway, I guess you got elected.
Yay. Well, it's always a pleasure assisting you.
They used to be, Homestead was written up as being number one in the state. Now, you guys have that privilege, so
yes, you're
welcome.
All
okay.
Right. Well, all I need from you now is just your Medicaid ID number, and then we're going to exchange information, okay?
Okay, let me
take
go.
Take your
grab
time, Rosemary, take
medicine.
Your time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I should have thought about that before.
That's okay, no worries.
Oh, okay. As long as the legs will still do it, I'm good.
Good.
They just fight
every day.
A lot.
Every day, little by little, you know?
Oh, I do. I do what I can.
That's
absolutely.
It.
Mm-hmm. Which is limited, but nonetheless, I'm not just going to not do something if I can.
Something is better than nothing. Even if you're just walking around and you're inside your apartment, you're moving your body.
Yeah, right. One second here.
Take your time.
And it's just the Medicaid number. Okay. Okay. And the number is 0425-6584.
That's 0425-6584, correct?
Right.
All right. Now I just need you to write down some of our information for the agency. I think I gave it to you, but I'm going to repeat it just for accuracy, okay? So my name
one
is Jasmine.
Second.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Get back over where I was, where my papers are at.
I'm also going to confirm that your Medicaid is up to date, active, and on services. Let me just check.
It is.
Quick.
Yep.
And have you been approved for home care services yet?
I have had home care for probably 12 to 15 years.
Okay. So you have an active care plan.
And I have had it recently extended to 7 days a week, and I believe it's 4 or 4.5 hours a day.
Okay.
I spoke with someone from the state a week or so ago because I was having problems with the company I was with. They didn't have the person they gave me didn't have a car, so they couldn't do any errands.
Well, that's not your problem. Yeah, they have to find somebody.
Why they sent me somebody that couldn't, I don't know, but they did.
No.
And
yeah,
then they had the time was all wrong because I get 200 minutes a week, every week of the month, and they only had me for 1 week. So they weren't too worried about it. So I'm not with them anymore. I don't know if they've eliminated me on the thing, but I haven't heard anything from them for a while.
So I'm on your care plan right now. You're under Grace Home Health Agency.
Yes. Well, I figure I'm not because I haven't heard anything back, and they were supposed to be looking for me.
No, no, no. Your authorization is still with them, but that's
it's
okay.
It's still with them.
Yeah,
right.
It's still with them. Because in order, we have to call the state and let them know you want to get out of there. And they're not going to do that until you verbalize that you want to get out of there. So let me see if you put in any requests. On the 5th, you spoke to the state. They did an increase in units, 19 units. Okay. Yeah, they added 19 units to your care plan. But we just have to call. We can't call today because the state is closed, but we could put it in online.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to do this for you right now, Ms. Paul. And then what we're going to do is when they call you, you just keep my information readily available and give it to them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So my name is Jasmine, and this is Deluxe Home Care, D-E-L-U-X.
I got that already.
The number's 314-501-2508.
Yes.
And we're going to be keeping the CDS model that you already have, okay?
Okay.
Let me see if any changes. Yep, no changes. All right. So has any new medical diagnosis, any change, any new medications, any trip and falls, any emergency?
No. Okay. No, none of that has happened.
Okay.
I, in fact, had to miss my last doctor appointment.
Because you didn't have anyone to take you?
Well, no, I'm okay. I have the transportation, medical transport, and caller ride. But unfortunately, when I called either one of them for a ride, they told me I was too late to call to the one place, and caller ride no longer goes to that area where my doctor's at. They did my last appointment, and the other one told me I was too early to call, so call like I did this last time. I don't know. Anyway, I had to cancel my appointment. And
that's so confusing. Make you jump through hoops. That's horrible.
Well,
I'm sorry.
It wouldn't have been so bad if they would have been consistent at least. So that's where it came into me, because I did everything the way I was told to do it before.
Absolutely.
And then nothing was working that day, so that's where I'm at. But if now that they've told me how to do it, I just can't do caller ride. But the medical transport's usually pretty good anyway, so
they're good too. They're always on time, and they get you to and from you where you need to go, which is what's important.
They are pretty good. Yeah, the fellow that I had the last time was exceptional. He was very good. And in fact, was from Ferguson, where I'm from. And we could talk the whole time, and I could tell him things, because he was younger, that he didn't know happened there or existed there.
Wow. That's a great history class.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. For both of us, in fact. It was neat.
Oh, that's awesome. You made a little buddy.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't get his thing to get them to get him back with me again. I didn't.
Well, you
think.
Do when you call the medical transportation unit, tell them, hey, what's the name of the gentleman that drove me the last time? Can I request him? Is he available?
Yeah, I can. I'm gonna try for that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, I'm putting in the request online to get you the provider change, meaning get you out of that agency, okay? Nothing's going to change until the state calls you and makes the changes officials, okay?
Right.
So you're going to continue to receive services through the agency under Grace until we fully take over.
Had no one from them for 3 weeks now.
I know, but they're going to notice that there's a request in the system,
well,
so they're
okay.
going to run to staff you. If you like aid that they send you, it's okay.
No.
I'll hire her. I'll hire her on your behalf.
Well,
okay?
Not only that, I have had other aides, one other aide that they sent me, and I'm not happy with them. And I talked to the state about that.
Okay.
And the state says, we got you down here. You keep looking for another company, because that's what you probably need to be doing.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing they could suggest. And,
so
they put me down that I'm open to do that.
Okay, good. So you probably have it. Okay, good. All right. So that's what we're going to be doing today. I'm doing it online right now because the state is closed, like I said. I just need you to grab my information and have it readily available.
And I will.
Welcome to Deluxe Home Care, Miss Rosemary. I told you needed to be with me. You call me if you need me, okay?
Where are you from? I hear New York or something.
Well, you must have been in New York, because that's exactly, you pinpointed exactly. I'm from New
York. Yeah. Well, I did live there for a couple of years or so, yeah.
Yay!
Queens, and then in Copeg out on the island also for a little bit.
Nice. Yeah, that's a nice area.
My first husband was from Queens. And
nice.
Yeah. Once we got out of the military, we moved up there for a while. But
wow.
So anyway, nice to meet you again.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome to Deluxe Home Care. It's been a pleasure, Miss Rosemary.
You.
You call me if you need me, okay?
Dear. Thank you, and I shall.
Thank you
Don't
so
you
much.
Worry about that. I stay in touch. If there's problems, you'll
all right. Yeah, no, you call
okay.
me directly. I'll handle all the problems, all right? Hopefully
okay.
there won't be any, okay?
Hopefully we won't have.
All right,
Miss
Rose.
That
Thank you so
okay.
much. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, dear. Bye.